to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we continue our discussion today on seeing the good in life. It's so easy to get mired in negativity. And with a little discipline and some subtle redirection, you can start to really see the good things. But it does take some effort on your part to do it. So one of the things we talked about yesterday is surrounding yourself with people, with content, and with things that make you happy. And so what that means is it means eliminating, or at the very least, starting to minimize things that bring you down. If you're subjecting yourself to office politics and it drives you crazy, if family drama is just making you insane, you've got a coworker that's under your skin, figure out a way to spend less time around those people and around those issues, and figure out how you can dwell on something else instead of those things. Yesterday we talked about the media and watching the news, and instead of keeping, you know, the news in the background all day long, just watch what you need to watch, or better yet, shut it off completely. But limiting yourself to where you're going, I think makes a big difference. And taking that opportunity to really manage the exposure you have to those truly negative things in your life can help you to focus on positive things that are happening. If you look for the positive, that's what will show up in your life. That's what you'll see. You know, there's plenty of opportunities you'll have to see what's good in the world, to take notice. It's time to start to redirect your thoughts away from the negative. It's time to start redirecting your conversations. If people go negative on you, start going the other way. And it's time to start redirecting where and who you spend your time with, so that you can focus on the positive side. Again, if you're able to do this, life is so much more rewarding. Things are better. You'll be a happier person. That's really what it's all about. So stop with the negative, start focusing on the positive, and just watch the direction your life starts to take. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Get here every day and let me be that person for you. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing some very specific ways that you can control the exposure you have and tune into some of the positive things that are out there. But for today, I just want you to think about maintaining the discipline that you need to minimize the exposure to the negative things, and really start to focus your energy, your exposure, your time, and your conversations on what's good in the world.